All right, welcome to the 11th episode of the third season of Charlie and Me. We got a fun one lined up today. Good time catching up. I think this is our, we took a little bit of a hiatus, I will say. A little summer, if you will.
Yeah, that's a good one.
We enjoyed our end of summer, flew it by the seat of our pants, and did not record any episodes. So, that being said, Charlie...
Turns out Charlie and Greg got busy.
We got busy very quick, and it was fun. It was worth it. Worth every second. Now the days are dark. Pardon me, the nights are dark, but the days seem pretty dark, too, because I'm inside all the time. And...
rainy last 4 days, too.
Yeah, so, I mean... What you been up to for the last month?
I mean, I don't even remember. I remember so parts of it.
Damn, that good.
Man, it was just a blur.
It was all a blur.
No, I mean, we went back to the college stomping grounds a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
And that was a lot of fun. In a way, it was... kind of things almost went back a little bit of normal, which was awesome. We gotta see a bunch of people who haven't seen since like December, from most of them for me.
Yeah.
So that was really good. What, did we celebrate your birthday?
We had my birthday in there.
We haven't done that since then. Great Grant's 26th birthday.
Woo!
We threw back a few beers.
Couple, two, three.
We got properly birthday.
Properly birthday. We went to the birthday party.
We were the birthday party.
That, okay. Quick insert for that. Anyone ever invites us to a birthday party, we go.
I mean, I don't say no to too many birthday parties.
I go to just about every birthday party I'm invited to. I can't remember the last time I said no to a birthday party willingly. As in, maybe I couldn't make it to someone's like birthday sleepover because my mom wouldn't let me, which is cool, but you know.
That's the best excuse though.
Like, oh, sorry. Can't go. Well, that doesn't work now.
I used to pull that.
I live 300 miles away from my mom now.
I was never afraid to pull the mom card. Not for birthday parties, though.
Right.
Just like talking in general there. What else has been going on? I mean, football is back.
Football, baseball.
Baseball's postseason. It's October. What the hell?
We were wrong.
I was thinking of that today. Okay, so remember back when baseball was first starting, we had the over-under, and I think I picked like 15 games.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Did we bet on that? Because I think I slammed the over.
I think we did.
If I slammed, we might have to have someone go back and read the archives.
I can watch the tape on that one. So, yeah, we were way wrong on the baseball season. And the reason I was talking about the day is obviously football is kind of now in a new spot. A couple of teams are shutting down for the week. So
yeah.
I had the same talk at work today. I was like, well, are they going to make it? Like, is football going to make it? Because baseball, oh, yeah. you can make up games. You could reschedule doubleheaders. There's no doubleheaders in football.
Well, they've already discussed contingency plans. As of now, this is being recorded on Tuesday, September 29th. As of now, when I read, the NFL claims that they will be having the Titans Steelers on Thursday night.
Thursday night? What?
Isn't it the Thursday night game?
No, it's Sunday. It's a Sunday game.
We're on Sunday. Whatever.
Yeah, I saw that. But, like, if you can't practice all week.
And then they claim if that doesn't happen, they have a contingency set up to play on Monday. So, basically, one day is going to make the difference.
Yeah, I don't see how that goes forward. Anyway, that's, you know. But there was a good, like, month there. Where sports just felt normal.
Well, the Stanley Cup just wrapped up.
Yeah, Stanley Cup, NBA playoffs, baseball in full swing, football's been going, some colleges are playing, some are not yet. And I was like, oh, there's the U.S. Open golf tournament.
Yeah.
So.
Pretty soon we have, dare I say it, the Masters.
I mean, just totally breaks. I've got another month to get ready for that. I can't get too excited. My heart rate's going up a bit quicker.
I felt that one.
Hello, friends. Jim Nance here.
Okay, all right, think about it. If you have Jim Nance and Al Michaels calling a football game on the Sunday Night Football, do you think you'd fall asleep? I think I'd be asleep in about 5 seconds. Great announcers and great voices.
It's a different game.
Their play-by-plays are great, but I think just like maybe put a little like Beethoven in the background, a little Mozart to tune it in.
Does the Masters put you to sleep, or is it just the normal golf tournaments? I don't think the Masters puts you to sleep.
No, it's just normal golf tournaments. But
yeah, so Al Michaels is the one to stay up for.
But imagine how great it is when you wake up, and they're the guys. It just makes your nap that much better. So I'm saying you have pleasant naps at the Masters because you wake up and you hear Jim Nance saying, like, hello, friends. Welcome you to Amen Corner. Yeah?
Pumping the birds.
Do you just have a halftime where it's they just have Jim Nance reading you a book, like reading you a children's book? Like, all right.
It's like just a How I Met Your Mother episode with Barney going for his perfect game, perfect week.
Welcome to halftime with Jim Nance, halftime nap time. Oh, it'd be perfect. Do you imagine getting like just a little 15 little snooze in and Sunday Night Football? Perfect. Monday night too would be great, but Monday night I probably would just stay asleep. I wouldn't wake back up.
Sunday night, if I'm napping at like 8:30, there's no waking up from that.
Dude, the halftime usually hits at like 9:15.
8:30. 8:45.
All right, just met in the middle there. Nice.
Middleman.
Yeah, but with all sports coming back, it's been nice. It's been fun. It's been nice.
September almost felt normalish. I was in Des Moines for a week with my parents, mm-hmm. a week, saw family and friends. Sports were just flowing.
Bars in Chicago are going to be open until 1 a.m.
What? I didn't hear that.
Yeah, starting October 1st. So that's Thursday. Bars in Chicago will be open.
Now, what's the over-under on that lasting?
Till 1 a.m. And bars that don't serve food get to open up to 25% capacity, and bars that serve food get a larger capacity, get 50% capacity. That's pretty big.
It's big. We'll see how the winter goes, man.
I think they gotta save some businesses. Just be safe, everyone. That's all I'm gonna say.
I'm still mentally bracing for the summer or the winter stuff.
I think something will happen, but we'll figure it out. All I'm saying is, That's some normalcy coming back here. Chicago apparently is declining in rates rapidly. That's quote unquote the science tells us. I don't know. I haven't read a single statistic in the last like 3 months.
Okay, so we had what, Charlie Sports 90 way back in the day. Here's Grant's Science 90.
Science 90.
And you're outside.
That's it, yeah. I would always cut you short on those too, so thank you.
I have a few of the topics I'd be like, dude, only let me go 60.
We could do current events by, we should start current events by Grant. I just basically read off a current event in like 30 seconds or less.
You should do a current event, but from like back in the day, like 1940 current event.
current events, and then you have to guess what year it's from.
Ooh. I can't, or like decade. Guess what, depending on time frame, but like decade.
Yeah, do a time frame. We'll give you a time frame it's from.
Yeah.
Generation.
This is from Generation X.
Yeah, which generation? Alright, we'll think about it. That's a good one. Thanks for the collaboration there.
I'm glad we could workshop that one out here for you guys.
So, I'm going to kind of talk about what I've been up to.
Of course. I thought it was kind of more of a...
Thanks.
A mukbang or whatever you call it. But yeah,
back and forth. I've been up to like the same stuff, except also been trying to work out a little more, run a little more. And that brings me to a point I wanted to make. Was today, some guy tried to race me on the lake, basically. I was going for a run.
Just, would you bring a chalk and create a starting line?
Just clearing my head, no, but this guy's running. He's running. He gets passed by an older guy that was like right in front of me, and I'm just kind of plugging along. I'm just going regular. I'm not trying to beat anyone. And then as the guy passes him, he literally speeds up and then goes back around him, and I was like, oh, this is one of those guys. And so then as that was happening, that's when I was starting to pass the older guy, and so then the guy like cut me off in front of me, and so I was just like, nah, this isn't happening. And then I start passing him just going like normal speed, and he starts one-stepping me, and I was like, no, we're not doing this.
Do you tell him to hold your jockstrap?
I just looked down at his shoes, and then I just like picked the pace up a little bit, and then he was like,
what kind of shoes is he rocking?
Nike Freeze. So I was like, this isn't gonna last for very long. I was just like, dude, this isn't gonna last long for you. And so he had about 15 seconds in him though, so that was pretty cool. But when he started, I was like, no, not now. I'm not mentally prepared to do this, but I'm gonna do it. And then the rest of my run, all I was thinking about is how I proved that guy wrong. After, and I hope that the older guy passed him again.
You hope like half mile down the road, he's just hands on knees.
Exactly. I wanted to like turn around and just see him like gasping for air as the old guy like ran past and smiling. And it wasn't really an old guy. The guy was probably like 40, but I just
he's an old guy. He's probably mid 30s at least.
Yeah, like the guy's probably like maybe 10 years older than I am, and so I'm calling him an old guy. He was just older than I was, you know. But that was where I was at. I had fun, but you know, 4:30 mile. Maybe we're coming.
I want you to do it.
We're at
25.
I think if I could get anywhere under 4:40 this year, that'd be a win. That's a win.
huge dub.
I mean, if I run a mile that starts with 4-4, I'd be pretty happy.
4:44.
Like 4- anywhere in there, that'd be sweet. But
really, it's a colon, but I'll get to it.
Yeah, I know. I didn't know the exact where right when I was going, so I was just like, I just said dash.
It's a semicolon. I like doing what the... Do the Europeans do it? No. I don't know. I've been going with the... Just using a period instead of a colon.
Bop.
It's faster. It's just faster. You're typing out time and stuff.
I guess. Sometimes I'll just write down the times without writing any colons or anything. Just.
Well, it's just leave a space. That's the other move.
Yep. So that's pretty much. That's what I've been up to, outside of. I feel like, also. Like after you know my birthday hit, and then like September, was kind of a heavier drinking month.
You kind of had a mini bender.
Yeah, many, but I think we reeled it back now that it's getting colder out, but I wanted to support local businesses. I was on patios. I was on some good amount of patios. Got to make sure to support them, and then you just kind of
take advantage of the time I have.
And it was so nice outside. It was like I was constantly outside with a beverage, yeah. And you're just like, can't beat this.
Any get any beverages with umbrellas in your drinks?
I did not, but there's still time.
So you gotta do one a year. You gotta get one umbrella a year.
I'm trying to. I don't think I've had one at all this year. I'll tell you that. Unless I had one when we were in Vegas, but I don't think I did.
No, that was just straight gin.
Nice.
I don't think the nightclub we were at had any umbrellas, drinks at the table.
It was a tequila bar.
At the nightclub we went to?
Yeah.
I mean, I remember.
It was a tequila bar.
I remember air quoting, taking a tequila shot.
Yeah, you didn't take it, but...
Hence the air quotes. I did the classic, just put this right back.
Speaking of that, who wins the NFL new stadium of the year? SoFi or Allegiant?
I haven't really seen the details of Allegiant. So by default right now, it has to be SoFi, so that's the only one I've seen.
For you? You didn't watch Monday Night Football last Monday? Oh my god, what do you mean? You're talking about all these sports being back and how he's excited, and he's like, I didn't watch any.
Are you serious? This past Saturday was awesome.
But Monday Night Football. Like, there's nothing else on TV on Monday nights.
It was Raiders. Who was it? Raiders.
Raiders versus the Rams?
It was not Raiders versus Rams.
Alright, I tried. Broncos?
It was Raiders versus someone I thought was going to beat. Someone else was going to beat the Raiders, but they lost. No, I didn't watch any of that. That's Monday. I don't know. Not watching football.
have nothing to say to that. I'm pretty disappointed.
Let me tell you something. I didn't really like Monday Night Football. I didn't watch last night either.
Last night actually kind of sucked. I expected a better game out of Kansas City versus Baltimore. Like, that should be the game of the week every week. If that's on.
I didn't turn it on.
I fell asleep during Sunday Night Football, if it makes you feel any better.
I would expect nothing less from you.
Yeah, I was out. I even bet on the game. I didn't even know the outcome until I woke up the next morning.
I did that Sunday. Bet on the Packers money line. Won that one.
I had Packers money line and I parlayed it with the over. Beautiful pick.
Oh, I said, yeah, but I woke up in the morning and checked. I was like, sick, I won.
And then I did the same thing for the Chiefs. I did the same thing for the Chiefs Ravens game. I did Chiefs in the over. Did it again, except for the over pushed.
Oh, so you just thought you'd push that part.
I just won the Chiefs money line.
Cash and checks on that one.
Cha-ching. Yeah, so it was good stuff. Good times. Patrick Mahomes is an animal.
Should we parlay this into our podium?
Yes. That was good. That was a good segue. We have a fun podium lined up, I think.
Back of the podiums.
Back with some podiums. We think it'll be good to, you know, enjoy ourselves, talk about some of the top three things that we got going.
I think this one's going to be, we're going to have to hash some things out.
I think we're going to have a tough one here. I think that we should do the podium ranked in reverse order.
So we're all gonna get taken.
Yeah, that's the point. So in reverse order, your number one pick is the last pick. So the third pick that you pick, so number three, is gonna be that's gonna be like your third pick, and then all the way back down. I think that's gonna make it more contentious, and we're gonna have to argue a little bit through here. It'll be more fun.
Okay, I'll let you go first.
Okay. So we're doing the championship. Sorry, we're doing the podium. We're doing the podium of championships of all sports. So which sport has the best championship? And I'm gonna name like the championship.
Okay.
Is that what?
Well, I mean, it's like some of mine aren't just the championships. It was championships like biggest sports.
Spectacle. Or biggest sports spectacle. It's not like the champion. Okay, I understand. Yeah.
Because they're different. But okay, yes.
I understand, but yes, we're all on the same page.
Cool.
Yeah, because our listeners probably aren't, though.
They'll pick up by the end.
I think that number three is March Madness. Number three for me starts at March Madness, NCAA March Madness tournament.
I'm glad you brought that up. Because I forgot about it. Got canceled this year. Forgot about it.
Yeah.
But now that I'm thinking about it, how the world is that you're number three?
Oh, don't worry.
That's top two.
It could be, but I got some good top twos in here.
See, I'm going around, but I don't think you're going to take many of mine, so...
This might work well, but I mean, I could see how this could be top one for many people, but I think if we're going top three, I have some better ones.
Being if Rose Bowl could be one of those better ones, but whatever. My third one... Okay, good pick. I'm not even on my list, so very good pick.
Boom.
My number three... The Monaco Grand Prix.
Okay.
I mean, you got celebrities galore out there. It's the who's who.
I can honestly say I've never once watched it, so I think it's a bad pick.
I mean, it's like the world's most, one of the world's most watched yearly spectacles.
But even if it's one of the world's most watched like spectacles, I've never seen it. I watch a lot of sports.
Yeah, I want to say you're very... you don't have a diverse sports palette.
Oh, I'm not. I don't have a diverse palette. I got some fucking statistics for you later after this.
No, we agreed. Our statistics are called firing from the hip.
Oh boy, I'm firing from the hip on these.
Grant's gonna be firing from the hip.
All right. Monaco Grand Prix, whatever.
Monte Carlo,
Monaco, whatever. They're the same place.
No, it's the same thing. It's like the casino is a Monte Carlo casino.
It's in Monaco.
It's in Monaco.
Yeah. I knew where it was.
Like the average salary, or the average like net worth of people who live there is over $1 million.
Yeah, my sisters have been there. They told me all about it. I know nothing about it. I've never been there, though. I've never been to Europe, so I can't really say.
It's one of the oldest Grand Prix also. In case you guys are wondering, it's Formula One.
How old is Formula One as a sport?
I want to say 19... 50s.
Okay, and you want to compare that to basketball?
With the amount of who's who that goes there, yeah.
Okay. I don't know. The amount of who's who that even go through the NCAA tournament is pretty fucking big, too. Just saying.
I was one and done.
So what?
So what?
All right. My number two, I'm going with the Super Bowl.
Yeah. That's a good one.
I mean, number two's got to be the Super Bowl. That is the spectacle of spectacles when it comes to football.
Comes to football. See, here's where I'm going to raise you. My second pick is going to... I was thinking about this because I was thinking... So Grant's going to pick the Super Bowl. But you know how everyone has the debate of... Like, oh, that Monday after the Super Bowl should be a national holiday or something?
Yeah.
You don't have to go to work?
Yeah.
My number two spectacle... They do. Everyone in that town does take the day off of work. The Boston Marathon.
I mean that's
it's a holiday.
It's a pretty good one. I will say
if you think of one marathon ever, like in the world, you think of Boston Marathon.
It's true. I think that.
Yeah.
I think the Boston Marathon is the pinnacle of all races for runners. I would put a caveat on that for all non-Olympic runners, because my number one is the Olympics. That is the fucking spectacle of spectacles for sports. Yeah.
Summer or winter.
doesn't even matter. No, the Olympics is put on by the same people. Come on.
Yeah, you did it. You did it.
That was, I mean.
Yeah.
Well, I'll listen to your number one pick, but I think I had that one in the bag.
I was gonna go with the biggest sporting event held every year.
The biggest what?
The biggest sporting event that's held every year.
The biggest sporting event held every year. World Cup? No, it's not held every year. No.
Tour of France, man.
Oh, well.
It just finished up a couple weeks ago.
I know. A little late, but yeah, I know.
Tadej Pogačar from Slovenia. But yeah, it's the most attended touring event that's held every year.
That's pretty good.
I mean, it's a real big spectacle, that is.
It is a spectacle, and then when Lance Armstrong was there, you want to talk about making the U.S. care about a sport that no one cared about.
Pretty much single-handedly, yeah. Made a whole continent care.
Pretty awesome. Pretty awesome stuff.
Yeah.
You're just fine, but mine is obviously better.
I mean, I'm voting for yours as well.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I did want to put an honorable mention in there. Of a couple ones that I didn't even know existed and I was looking up today because I thought this is kind of funny. The Thomas Cup, do you know what sport that's for?
Sailing.
Badminton.
Badminton.
Yep, so the Thomas Cup is the world championships of badminton. And then one of the best, hasn't happened this year, it's not going to happen this year, but reigning champions in the U.S. and it is the World Dodgeball Championships.
From dodgeball. What's the sailing tournament?
Which one?
It's the America's Cup.
Boom.
The name of it. It's like the huge sailing spectacle.
Yeah.
Just thinking about the idea.
And also, you could really just name off like such and such championships, and it's a thing.
We didn't do the Kentucky Derby.
Well, the Kentucky Derby is not really the championship. If you want like the spectacle is the Triple Crown, and that's just because one horse wins it all.
But what about what's the, you think horse race? What's the one horse race everyone thinks of?
Kentucky Derby, likely, yeah.
Yeah, that or Breeders' Cup. But.
Unless you grew up in like New York, then it's Belmont Stakes.
Yeah.
Or Preakness if you're, what is Preakness? Is that like Maryland?
Yeah, I think yeah.
Virginia, somewhere over there. Why does the East Coast have a monopoly on horse racing?
Because it's one of those posh things. It's like sailing.
Is there no posh anyplace else?
No, but like it's where it started.
All right.
I mean, that's my hunch. I have no no statistics.
I don't know either, but I figured I'd ask. So
it's like rowing.
Yeah.
This big East Coast.
Well, and Seattle. Seattle tends to have a pretty big area. So does San Francisco. So I would disagree with you saying it's.
Well, the championships are always held East Coast.
Are they always held East Coast?
They were in the 30s.
Oh, great. Yeah.
1930s.
Let's take this back to the 1930s. Sounds relevant, 90 years ago. All right. Moving on. We got a fun interview lined up, and we will roll right into that. All right. Now we welcome on a reoccurring guest and... I don't know, like probably one of the more mature guests we always have on. Wink, wink. Ryan Trapp. Ryan, welcome on.
Hey, glad to be back.
I'll say this is a new setup for all of us. We've never had everyone all on the same screen before, besides like just all set up here. So hopefully it goes well. We're excited. And I'll start with the first question. Are you ready?
Probably.
I don't know. It's kind of a tough one. But so we ought to start with the Charlie and me question. But basically,
yeah.
Are you just upset that Charlie and I couldn't come to your wedding this year? This year.
That's why I'm upset. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not the wedding itself.
Yeah, no, honestly, a wedding was just a avenue to seeing Charlie and you. So, you know, obviously I'm a little upset about it. There's the whole, like, marrying Kayla or something like that. But, you know, I'm sure we'll get beyond it and we'll figure out time to all see you again. And I think that'll really help solidify the fact that, like, you know, we made the right choice, and it doesn't really matter that we skipped our wedding.
100%. Yeah, I think that's really what we're all worried about here.
Yeah, for real.
In all seriousness, how much of a headache is it to try to move a wedding?
It actually wasn't bad. Every single one of our vendors was, like, we didn't have to pay any money. We might have to pay an extra year of the membership at the country club, because that was, like, we get access to the venue, but, like, okay, it's whatever. So the unfortunate part is
we're playing golf.
I don't live there.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. I don't golf. And I don't get to use it because, like, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, so, like, totally it was like $1,000 to move it, maybe. Other than that, it was fine.
Rough.
Which is.
That's nice.
I mean, one of the people I just went to a wedding this last weekend, and they had to do it. Otherwise, it would have cost them, it was like $8,000 to move it.
Holy crap. Fuck that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's intense.
So, yeah. So I mean, it could have been a lot worse.
So, in the grand scheme of things, you guys kind of made out like a bandit.
Yeah. I mean,
I would say that.
Yes.
I mean, you just get to, push it out one more year. You just get to stay engaged for longer.
Yeah, that's dope. And the unfortunate part is the taxes, you know.
Oh, yeah. You really want the tax benefit of marriage.
Yeah, well, Kayla doesn't have a job, so, I mean, it's cut my tax burden in half, right?
Kind of.
You get it.
Yeah.
I'm not a tax man.
Yeah. Well,
I have turbo taxes.
As we've recently learned, not many of us are.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have taxes from now on.
What?
Is that kind of logic? I'm going to have you do my taxes for me.
Yeah, you please do my taxes. I also might get married just, you know, for the mere tax benefit, if that's it.
You two could get, you guys both could get married together.
Yeah, that's an idea.
Well, girl, you have to marry someone without a job.
Grant's already engaged.
Well,
nice.
Yeah, well, kinda, yeah. I mean, Connor and I kinda had some sort of engagement running, but either way. So
that one spiraled.
what's it like living with a girl that's not your sister now, or mom?
I mean, it's pretty nice. She did my laundry yesterday and it smelled nice.
Oh.
Then what else? I mean, we got a cat. That's pretty dope. I didn't think that was going to be a thing. That was going to be one of the major drawbacks, but that's apparently no longer a drawback.
How has it affected your situation?
It's definitely been a negative. but not too much of a negative. You know, there's, it's more guilt, but not much of a change. So I don't, that says a lot about me, and I'm not sure if I'm comfortable about that with that, but it hasn't really changed much, you know. And the whole quarantine, work from home type thing, that is probably made up for any sort of negative in the gaming sitch, you know.
I mean, yeah, it's just, congrats, man, you live with the girl now.
Yeah, I will say, sleeping in a bed where you could go to each side, like, you're like, I'm warm, I'm gonna go to the other side where it's cool, that's nice. And having another human, doesn't have to be necessarily a woman, in the bed with you, really limits the amount of space.
Yeah,
you know, and when you throw a cat in there, like, you know, like, you get that rule of when the cat's like sitting on you, you really, you can't
go anywhere. Yeah,
yeah. So I mean, right, my sleeping habit has gone from like a wild wild west to I'm very rigid and can't move much, so that's unfortunate. But
that's something I don't think I'll ever have a problem with, because I literally sleep in the same spot on my bed on the same side every night, regardless of hot or cold or anything.
Are you a side of your bed sleeper, or do you sleep in the middle of the mattress? Because I am firmly in the middle.
I'm a side of the bed sleeper. Obviously, Ryan's a side of the bed sleeper now.
I'm a side guy. I was a side guy because, you know, that basically doubles the size of your bed.
It's like, right? Two beds.
You're in the middle, you have one spot, you know? Yeah, exactly. There's two spots. You can change it up every night.
I mean, there's one spot. There's only one of me, so it's like just an extra wide parking space.
I guess, but maybe you could park closer.
To the I like backing in. It's a good challenge.
I just like my side and I stick to it. And it's closer to like my bedside table. Well, it's a chair, but it's a bedside table.
Yeah, classy. That's annoying. We have plants and like real furniture, you know?
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. I kind of miss my like shitty furniture, like garbage living, or like I couldn't, like, I have fish, but like that was the only thing that was living, right, that I had any sort of responsibility for. Ups and downs.
Do you have any throw pillows?
Oh yeah, like
when you make your bed, is it like 15 that you have to pull off?
So our bed right now has 8 pillows on it, I believe.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, like four of those are probably like actual like pillows though, right?
I'd say 3 of them are.
Okay.
I like a really thin pillow. I like it kind of to abuse me a little bit, you know? And so I don't use a second pillow. Kayla does, so she has 2, I have 1. That's what I just,
I go back and forth. Sometimes I use 2, sometimes I use 1, sometimes I don't use the 1 at all.
Yeah, when you're sleeping heavy, like, I'll do the, get all these pillows out of here, I need a
face down.
I need a face down just on the mattress.
Yeah.
I was like, wake up.
Not okay, maybe not breathing type thing.
Wake up in a pile of drool.
In your eyes.
Yeah.
It's just like, has made its way up there. Yeah, I get it.
I said, that was the, I knew I was officially moved out, like, when I was going back home to my parents' house in college, and also there's throw pillows on the bed. I was just like, what is this nonsense?
Yeah. No, that's, I deal with it.
It's fine. All right. It's fine.
All right, so Ryan, recently on our trip, or Grant and I's visit to Minneapolis, I played some frisbee golf with you.
Oh, yeah.
I had a little a whoopsies. Oh, no. What are some of the craziest things you see on the disc golf course?
Oh, on the disc golf course.
Have you seen anyone drop a log?
Oh. No.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like, every once in a while you go into the woods and you, like, come across something that, like, maybe dog poop, but it's not dog poop, you know. I've had that happen once.
Before. Oh, man. Wait, you were the one that, you were the one that left it there, or?
No. Like this summer there was two hawks that were like above us, and they just like kept, you know, like that like screeching noise of like falcons, like
Yeah.
You know, like exactly that. They just kept screeching back and forth to each other, like above the final hole. And it was like kind of creepy, you know, like they were just like way up there, just screeching over and over again. That was pretty dope. Cole and I have no shame when we go, so there's places that will like, you know, you end up in the swamp and you're like, well, taking my shoes and socks off, and you'll see like 6 inches of water and you step down, then like it's like above your knee.
Oh yeah.
And everything itches, but then you find like 20 discs and now they're just like yours forever
because never have to pay for them.
On them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're garbage. I've like found leeches on me. That's kind of dope. I'd say your thing was probably the most exciting thing that has ever happened.
Well,
like outside of the disc golfing.
Truly honored of that one.
So what happened, Charlie?
It was a par three. I should say I was struggling with my aim, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna give this one all I have, give it all I had. Big, huge hook to the left, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a car comes coming down the road and just smack the top of the car.
Oh.
Beamer. And brand new Beamer.
Nice. Congrats.
The guy stopped.
The guy stopped. He's like, so I don't know really the procedure here. What happens when you hit someone with a disc golf? I'm like, I don't know.
I've never seen it. I've never heard of it.
I'd say I pick up my frisbee and I walk away.
Yeah. He was pretty cool about it, except for he did say he was going to get taken in to get looked at, so I got nervous, but I think you meant like just take it back to his place and look at it. But
yeah.
We were good. There was no damage was done. Haven't heard back from him, so we're good.
That's good.
Unless he's this DC guy who keeps trying to call me.
Probably.
Probably not. Yeah, so that was fun. And just a note, you know how it cut left? The hole was definitely to the right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, missed by a good margin. I will say.
Could not have been worse.
Did you play from there?
Oh, yeah. It actually helped me a lot. Because it rode around hard for a little bit and then shook off.
Yeah, his was going like to the other side of the street and the car stopped it.
I mean, like, how hard did you hit the guy? Jeez.
Not that hard. It was like.
No dead, no pain, small scuff.
Eh. It came from the top, too. And it is like roof rack.
It's like a lot of drag.
Yeah.
Party.
It was pretty impressive timing.
On all parties.
It's my second part of the day, so it was pretty exciting.
Yeah, worth it.
Well, the last question I have for you, Ryan, before we go to the spelling bee, is you sound excited for the spelling bee. How excited are you for Minnesota sports right now? You know, Twins out here, dropping the ball a little bit.
Good thing is I'm kind of more a Wisconsin fan. You know, so
awkward.
Yeah, I'm a big Brewers fan. I do like the Twins because, like, they're not competitors with the Brewers, right? It's honestly pretty disappointing. I would like them to be good once, just because that'd be fun. They are good, which is even it's worse because they are good.
Right. I mean,
they're not terrible.
Right.
They just lose every single time in the playoffs. I really, 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 really enjoy watching the Vikings lose. I will admit that. And it's not even them losing. More so, I really enjoy watching Kirk Cousins play football. The man is as lame as boiled chicken. That's just, he like goes home, boils his chicken, eats it. It's disgusting. He's like, what are you going to have for breakfast tomorrow morning? Maybe a boiled egg.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. What are you going to have for lunch? Boiled turkey. He just like wants anything that has like no flavor. How can you?
Kind of sounds like the TB12 diet.
Yeah, I mean, but TB12 has the sweet nectar of his kid's lips to add a little spice to his life.
I was going to say, he's got the sweet nectar of, like, what, 5 Super Bowl rings?
Touche. Yeah. Touche. He also got that.
That'll
help a little bit. A little bit.
Yeah. And I do like the Timberwolves, but, I mean, they are the Timberwolves. It's like the Jets in football. Like,
I'm not going to go that far. I'm not going to go that far.
I would. It's a great comparison.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like but the Timberwolves were good though. Like they had a lot.
The Jets were good. They won a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
but
a while ago. Yeah,
but the Jets weren't like ever expected to be good. Now that people are starting to expect the Timberwolves to be good.
Their quarterback guarantees a Super Bowl victory and delivered.
Sam Darnold is like, when they got Sam Darnold and they got Le'Veon Bell, people were like, oh, they're going to be dangerous. And then they got Gase, and he's like, oh, he's a offensive genius, but you know, he isn't.
Yeah.
They're just bad.
Touche.
And remember when Mark Sanchez, they're like, oh, maybe he's the next guy. Oh. And they go like 8-8 every year. Like,
does Mark Sanchez even play in the NFL anymore?
No.
He's a model.
He was a backup for a couple years ago.
I know.
Was he?
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably the job, you know, backup quarterback.
Yeah, okay. What would be backup quarterback or punter?
Backup quarterback. You can really, like, fuck up a punt, you know?
I want to be like a third string quarterback. Like, get paid like a solid $250,000 a year, but really don't do anything.
Yeah, that's fair.
Just know the playbook.
What if you're like a punter for like the Ravens or a team that just doesn't punt?
The Chiefs?
Kansas City, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, cool, like, you get to still play, kind of.
Yeah, but there's still a lot of pressure. If you fuck up a punt, you can fuck up a punt pretty bad.
Not nearly as much pressure as a ton of other people on the field.
Well,
it's a pretty cool party trip to, like, walk out there and be like, yo, watch this, and just nail it like a 70-yard punt because, you know, you have that drunk energy.
Drunk cannon on a leg.
Yeah, exactly. And touché. You kick it down the street and nail it in a trash can or something.
Yeah.
I like
that. Just think about it.
I got one more question for Ryan.
Great.
We did our podium for this episode on sports spectacles.
Mm-hmm.
What's the number one sport event that you'd want to go in person to?
Sports spectacle, as in like any like championship or anything?
Yeah, I just like Tour de France.
That's a good one. I mean, the Olympics.
Yes.
Like for track, are you pretty dope? I think that's probably my answer.
Okay.
The Olympics.
I said Charlie forgot about the Olympic Games we were going through, so my podium was way better than his.
I pulled that too. I was like, yeah, you beat me on that one.
I know, but you just sort of solidified my entire podium.
He,
so
he said Olympics, and I was like, okay, pick which one you want. So I'm taking the other one.
I think you got to go summer if you're talking about the two Olympics.
Oh yeah, track.
Summer is obviously, but not even because of track. Just it's been around for a lot longer. It's the historic Olympic Games. That's summer.
If you take track away, I would for sure go winter.
I mean, winter's cool too, but I'm just saying, like, if you're separating them out, the one of the Olympics of all Olympics is summer.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The hard part with Winter Olympics is like a lot of it's like downhill skiing and stuff.
I love it.
And like you're just like seeing someone way up top, just like.
I love it.
Yeah.
And then they like come near you. And
it's good on TV though.
Full of snow. Then watch on TV.
I don't want to watch short track. Beat skating.
It's kind of like football though. I like going to football games, like NFL games, but I kind of prefer to watch them on TV.
We also mentioned the Ryder Cup in that.
Ooh, that's a good one too. I thought about FedEx Cup.
Oh, God.
That's so
random.
You watch some dude win $22 million. It's kind of cool.
That's cool, but like usually they already have plenty of money.
Yeah, that's not the point though. They're still winning it.
Okay. All right. Tiger, the billionaire, got another $22 million. Congrats, bud.
Yep. It's awesome.
It's enough to cover his taxes for the quarter.
Yeah.
All right. So let's go into the spelling bee. Do a little quick spelling bee here. So
I'm ready.
I said I had a really bad day at work with typos. So
Ryan, you get the first one. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Abbreviation.
ABBREVIATION. Abbreviation.
You were so close. You were very close.
I'm going for like this rapid fire.
You were very close.
You were really close.
Is there no I?
It's ABBREVITION. Only one B.
And you were also wrong.
Damn, really? I was trusting you were close enough.
ABBREVIATION.
Oh.
Ryan was so close. I thought he had it. It took me a second because I was like, wait, he didn't say the A. Oh. All right. So 0-0. Charlie, first shot. You ready? juvenile, as in you're a juvenile delinquent.
I don't even want to try on this one. You'll get it.
This one's actually pretty easy.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but what's that middle vowel?
I can't tell you that.
J-U-V-I-N-I-L-E.
Ryan?
J-U-V-E-N-I-L-E.
Ryan's got one.
I wrote it down three different ways. One with an I, one with an A, and one with an E, and the I looked the most correct, so I went with it.
See, I'm just using my mental notepad instead.
He's got it. He's got the mental notepad built up.
I'm really up to good stuff.
I'm really up to good stuff. I missed the first one, and I was like, I went for it.
All right, Ryan.
For the win.
Basically for the win right here. There's no takes on it, so your word is brochure. It's a brochure, not a girl sure.
B-R-O-C-H-O-U-R.
There's no steal, sorry Charlie.
Yep, how do you spell it though? I wrote down.
B-R-O-C-H-U-R-E. Charlie,
that is correct.
Charlie, your words approximately.
No, fuck you. Congrats, Ryan.
I mean, I can't. Okay.
Spell check.
No, I mean Ryan doesn't even have to. Ryan doesn't even have to spell it right. Or Charlie has to spell it wrong.
Oh boy, there's so many question marks in this one for me.
This is what we love.
A-P-R-O-X-A-M-I-T-L-Y.
You were wrong on the third letter, so it's fine.
Yeah, that was close. A-P-P-R-O-X-I-M-A-T-E-L-Y. Approximately.
Yep.
I'm really liking the trickery.
All right. Ryan, thanks for coming on. A lot of fun. We'll have to have you back on soon, and we look forward to basically not your wedding, but just Charlie and I being around.
Yeah, and that's basically what my wedding was. So.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Ryan. Lots of fun with Ryan. Look forward to the rescheduled wedding. And obviously, it's not about Charlie and I, but we will make it about us.
I mean, I thought every wedding was known for the ushers.
So I thought too, but I don't know. I just work here. anything else we want to talk about before we wrap it up here?
I'll just say one more time. Congrats on the. You're on a good podium. It was strong.
I appreciate that. That means a lot for me.
Yeah. I'm being big right there.
I'm going to sleep big tonight. all right. I'll go first with my quote then. My quote is, if you don't have enemies, you don't have character. Paul Newman.
I really like that one. Mine on the theme of sporting spectacles is from famous Tour de France rider Eddie Merckx. Don't buy upgrades. Ride upgrades.
Ooh.
Deuces.